Good evening. It has been a great honor and a privilege to be given an opportunity to serve as the 96th mayor of the London Borough of Lambeth, a borough that is arguably the most diverse, multicultural, multi-ethnic borough in the country. I'm immensely proud. Proud of our communities and individuals who selflessly contribute to make Lambeth a very special place to live and work. Let me pay my special tribute to them. Let me thank my councillor colleagues from all the three political parties. You gave me this wonderful opportunity by appointing me as a mayor, and I am truly grateful. Especially, I would like to thank Councillor Steve Reed for your steadfast support and trust in my ability to serve directly as a mayor without being a deputy mayor. I would like to thank two very special people, Mandy Plummer and John Atkinson, for their invaluable support. John has served 23 mayors and Mandy has served 12 mayors. Please join with me in showing our gratitude. I would also like to thank Eddie Wells, who is our regular backup in Mayor's office during unforeseen circumstances. Thank you, Eddie Wells. I would like to thank my wife Anaga and our two daughters Nikita and Divya for their support and patience throughout the term. I could not have done without them. Lewis, Dave Byrne, Mark Hines, and our Chief Executive, Derek Anderson, for their support. I would like to thank my councillor colleague, Pete Robbins and Tina Valcastle, for sharing their support, and especially their support in relation to ward work. I would like to specially thank our past mayor, Councillor Christopher Belbillo, for sharing some of the mayoral duties during the year. Thank you, Christopher. My theme for mayoralty, if you all remember, was restoring trust in politics after the parliamentary expenses scandal. And I had pledged that I would publish all the extra money I would claim apart from my allowance. I'm afraid I have broken my promise. I will not be publishing my expenses. That is because I have not claimed a single penny. A small contribution to fighting the deficit, but everyone else. I want to clear a misconception that exists in the minds of some people, that people enter local government for monetary reasons, which is a total misconception. I've been struck this past year as mayor by just how much sacrifice is made in the name of public service by our councillors and our officers. In the spirit of sacrifice, I proudly gave up my full-time job to take on this prestigious role to serve in this prestigious borough and diverse borough as a mayor. And the colleagues I know from the three main political parties here serve our community with passion. And they have joined local local government with passion to serve and not for any monetary reasons. I only wish that the intent and dedication was more often reflected in the media coverage. Having worked as a doctor in NHS for 15 years in over 50 different hospitals, I have to say the last year was a completely different experience for me, an experience that I will always cherish. I set out three main themes for 2010-2011. They were recognizing voluntary work, promoting the borough, and fostering a better relationship between the council and rest of the community. To encourage, support, and recognize voluntary work and promote community cohesion across the borough, during the year, I have visited many voluntary organizations, schools, churches, temples, faith groups, parks, throughout all parts of the borough. And I'm amazed by the fact there are so many people in Lambeth who give their free time for their community and country. It's truly inspiring. To promote the borough as its ambassador, as its first citizen, I had the privilege to be the first mayor of Lambeth to receive the Pope. On 18 September 2010, His Holiness Benedict XVI visited St. Peter's residence in Lambeth. This was the first papal visit to Lambeth. I'm surprised the Pope never visited even Lambeth House. I was educated in a Catholic school in India, and we always thought that seeing Pope is almost impossible. And I had the greatest honor of my lifetime through receiving the Pope. I was fortunate to receive His Holiness with our local MP Kate Hoey, and commenting from behind the crowd barriers with his family, one of my Labour Party colleagues, Kevin Craig, commented, "What better sums up Lambeth's diversity? What better sums up Lambeth's diversity than the sight of our Hindu mayor and Protestant MP off to receive the Catholic Pope?" Other highlights included the privilege to receive Prince Charles and Duchess of Cornwall at Brixton Market and to promote Brixton Pound, which I have been a very passionate supporter. This year, we have managed to increase the GDP of the Brixton Market by £30,000 through promoting Brixton Pound. And I have to say, I also cycled in India with the mayor of Mysore to promote awareness of global warming and protecting environment. Of course, it was without a helmet. As you know, I originally hail from Indian state of Karnataka and migrated to United Kingdom in 1994. In a short span of 16 years, I have been given this great privilege to serve as mayor of a very important district in London. I can confirm that the people of my state of Karnataka are hugely indebted to Lambeth for considering a deputation to install in Lambeth the statue of Basveshwara, who was the founder of the world's largest democracy and was the individual who fought against slavery in the Indian subcontinent and taught British values of democracy, tolerance, freedom of speech, and equality in the 12th century. I pledged to promote closer relationship between Lambeth Council and the organizations of our borough. During my mayoral term, I've been to three main hospitals of our borough on numerous occasions, supporting Macmillan Cancer Charity at King's College Hospital and helping charities that support stroke victims and Cool Tar Arts that help with mental well-being. As far as my charities are concerned, I have managed to raise £3,500 without any sponsorship. Despite it being a very tough year, not just for the council, but also everyone living or working in the borough. Lastly, how can I forget the dark day of February 23rd, when we were sadly forced to hold our budget meeting in private behind closed doors under police protection. This unfortunately will be remembered as a very sad day for democracy in Lambeth. I thank Democratic Services and our council staff that made this happen, allowing us to pass our budget under very difficult circumstances. Let me specifically thank the leaders of the three main political parties, Councillor Steve Reid, Councillor Ashley Lumsden, Councillor John Whelan, and all councillors for their cooperation in holding that very crucial meeting. And it has been an extraordinary and truly memorable year. It has been an enormous privilege and honor to serve you as the 96th Mayor of Lambeth. I wish the incoming Mayor, Councillor Tina Valcarcel, and Deputy Mayor Judith Best, all the best for the year ahead and the wonderful honor of service. Thank you, Lambeth. Thank you, Council, and thank you, residents of Lambeth.